Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, your Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland. It's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Let's do it. All right, 3, 2, 1, Hub Show. July 9th, Monday night. We're at the American Ale House once again at the bar.
At the bar?
Yeah. Oh, you can turn it
on. Balling.
Crank that shit.
Right? What happened?
I don't know.
It all went down.
Hub Show came on, the music went off.
Right. It's going down for real.
Oh, it's coming back, though. It's coming
there
back.
There
it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect intro. Matt Burns is here in the house. But first, this is Jay Heisch along with left field Chris Canfield.
Right here.
We got Eric the engineer in the house. He'll be shooting some news stories later on. Good stuff. And Shay is on her way once again, fashionably
Shay,
late.
Shay's on the way.
I know, right? But, hey, Matt Burns is in the house with another movie review.
Right.
Summertime is cooking.
What's
with you,
up,
right?
Guys? Oh, my gosh.
What a hell of a year.
So many good movies coming
hell
out.
Hell of a year.
So, such a great year.
Although, before you get into this one, I'm going to say I disagreed with you on Jurassic Park.
Didn't like it, huh?
Well, as soon as I found out the snowflake premise, like, you know, that hippy-dippy shit where they're like, oh, the animals have rights. Oh, the rights of the dinosaurs. They deserve to live. You know,
I'm not into any of that
shit.
Well, I mean, I got the dinosaurs still got the better of all of them, just about. I mean,
yeah, the dinosaurs still won.
That's what counts.
Right?
That was the consolation.
But we do want to see that. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
what's idea. Yeah. Carnage.
The reviews for Jurassic World are all kind of all over the place, I've noticed. I mean, it seems like people really like it or they really dislike it.
Yeah. I don't think history is going to be good to it because it's too much of a reflection of the time that we're in now. You know, with the subject matter.
But the feels of that brontosaurus.
Yes.
That was...
the brontosaurus with the fire behind it.
Yeah. Did you tear?
I
think I teared up.
Yeah, I choked
up
a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bit...
And there's a big loophole in this whole system now. Where's the second island? The second island was in the second movie, and it's never been mentioned since then. There's another island full of dinosaurs out there, right?
Yeah. We shouldn't probably give away too many spoilers of this thing for people who haven't seen it.
I know.
There are some people in this bar who haven't seen it yet.
But hey, your next movie on your bucket list for the summer, you went and saw it.
Oh yeah,
give it to us.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
There you go.
Right.
Good time.
Marvel flick. Loved it.
Who's the Wasp?
The Wasp is his gal pal, Michael Douglas's daughter. Actually,
I see you brought a souvenir cup.
Yeah, I even brought the cup.
She was the one who wanted the Ant-Man suit in the first movie.
Yeah, yeah. And now she has her own with like black. Now hers is like 10 times cooler than Paul Rudd's. Of course, Paul Rudd got on. I mean, if you guys have followed the story, you'll know Paul Rudd kind of fell from grace with Captain America and the Avengers. Hence why he wasn't in Infinity War. But they tie all that together in the movie, as you'll see. And it's a great tie-in. Has a lot of great humor, great action.
Yeah, I like the first one. I'm a big Paul Rudd fan.
Yeah, me too.
Ant-Man was great.
There was a quick mention of him in Infinity War, so I'm assuming he'll be in the second one.
Yeah, maybe you'll see if you see the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a big kind of twist at the end of it or whatever. Basically, it's in the mid-credit scene.
Yeah,
as Marvel likes to throw those in there or whatever. But yeah,
okay.
I mean, tons of action, great humor, even some feels parts. I mean, with Paul Rudd's daughter and everything like that. So I mean, it's a great. It's like the ultimate popcorn flick.
Awesome,
nice.
Would you see it again?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah.
So what's next?
What is next?
We did Jurassic World, we did Ant-Man and Wasp, we did Solo a couple weeks back.
Well, let's see.
What's coming up?
What is coming up? I'm trying to think here. There's
the summer's not over.
I know, it's just begun.
But it seemed like all the movies came out at once this year.
They just nailed it by the 4th of July.
By the 4th of July, it seems like it's like crickets now. I mean, they got...
we got Labor Day
I'm really looking forward to the Happy Time Murders. That looks great. It's like...
on a different genre now.
Yeah, different genre. But the Happy Time Murders looks like a lot of fun. It looks really funny. About the Muppets that basically kill people.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Looks hilarious. I mean, it definitely looks hilarious. And of course, you know, we got fall coming up. We got Venom coming up in the fall.
Oh, nice.
I
mean, Venom. Okay.
Nice.
My the first comic book
I
ever bought.
So there's nothing major slated to come out like Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend, I haven't really heard about a whole lot. I know
there's Friday 4.
There's
Last Friday is coming out.
I know Mission Impossible is coming out.
Mission Impossible is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's coming out at the end of the month. I know, what is it, The Equalizer? I know,
yes.
The new Equalizer with Denzel Washington. A lot of action flicks are coming this way.
Did you see The Equalizer, the first Equalizer?
Well, when it first came out.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is so awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Denzel's keeping his
star power.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that's keeping Denzel alive right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like Denzel Washington. Good actor, man.
And if we want to turn back the clock a little bit, as I found out before we came on the show, 36 years ago, the year I was born, 1982, I was still in my mom's stomach, but... Tron came out today.
Nice.
The original Tron.
I saw it
in the theater, bored out of my mind as an 8-year-old, dude.
Bored out of your mind. The movie was awesome.
I was bored, man, as an 8-year-old. Yeah. That movie. I was
joking around with somebody one time, speaking of Denzel, like, imagine what celebrities act like when they get, like, shit-faced drunk. Like, you know, when Denzel gets shit-faced drunk,
he plays a good drunk.
He goes, like, super Denzel.
Yeah, he plays a good drunk.
You imagine him being at a bar, like,
oh, yeah,
give me one more motherfucking drink.
Oh, yeah. No, he would definitely do that. Training day Denzel.
Yeah, he would go training day Denzel.
Or Flight. I really like that movie, Flight.
Yeah. Training day. And turn the plane upside down, seeing a bunch of people.
Johnny Depp would definitely go Jack Sparrow.
When he
gets drunk, he probably slurs and you can't hear what he's saying. He's just like,
"We're good to save me just because they missed me."
Johnny Depp, he's a working drunk though. He's a working alcoholic.
Yeah,
is he? Most of them are.
He holds up pretty well.
Yeah, he does. He does hold up pretty well.
You know, like the Captain Jack Sparrow thing isn't too far off.
Oh, I know. I hear he dresses like Jack Sparrow just out in public all the time.
Oh, he does. I mean, the Hollywood vampires. That band has the Hollywood vampires.
Why not?
He's pretty Jack Sparrow looking as well. But I mean,
we got to get the pirate in here from around Hagerstown.
Yeah, so we got to get Jesse in here.
Oh, he will. We get him in here.
He's on his way back from Daytona now.
I saw him on Saturday.
Oh, he did make it back already.
Was he dressed as a pirate?
Nice.
No, he was a horror flick.
He's in your movie.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So what's What's next, Matt? You got a movie that's been released. You got one in the works.
Well, I got two in the works. I got Bottom Creek, which should be finishing up here relatively soon.
It's in post? Okay.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be out by Halloween. And we also got a movie I'm working on with a buddy of mine out of Northern Virginia that's all about Bigfoot monsters.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, low-budget productions, but they're a lot...
You were shopping some locations, scouting some locations over
there.
Yeah,
it was for both of those movies.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They'll be shot right here in the Hub City area.
Which should be
fantastic. Right, but I mean, speaking of Hub City, you and I are going to be at the. We're going to be taken out to the ball game here on Friday night.
Friday the 13th. A couple days from now. Yep.
Friday the 13th.
A little zombie action out there, right? Yeah,
absolutely. We got Kent Wagner and Sonya Thompson from The Walking Dead coming out to the Hagerstown Suns. Historic municipal stadium.
Sweet. We're getting celebs out there.
Got some celebs out
there. Right.
Johnny Cass must be pretty stoked. I mean,
he's bouncing off the wall.
He loves this thing, huh?
Yeah. Sweet.
All right.
Man, we're going to have fun. What time's the start?
Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Well, we'll be there before then. But
we'll probably be there around 5. Probably.
Yeah, I got to set up.
But the gates open at 6, so everybody come on out for a good night of baseball. And
Friday the 13th.
On Friday.
This Friday the 13th, July 13th, Hagerstown Suns Memorial Baseball Park over there.
Yeah.
Give me a good time. Don't forget, there's a ball game going on, too.
Yeah, there is a baseball game happening.
Yeah, we'll throw the score out.
And a podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jay will be more interested in getting the celebs on here for the podcast.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. You know what's fun about doing these podcasts at the bars when people sit across from us and look at us like, what the fuck?
They're like, what the hell are they talking about over there?
Microphones?
Right? What are you guys doing?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. They don't want to make eye contact.
We're on our own sex line over here. You know?
I know, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is like a call center.
Goat yoga.
Tell them we're running a 1-900 call center.
The L House Suicide Hotline.
Yeah, we need some goat yoga.
My God, I'm so wet for you right now.
I said suicide hotline.
Keep telling yourself.
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Chris, keep telling yourself that, doll.
He's alive now. I feel better.
Yeah.
1-800 Ale House.
1-800 Ale Mint, more like it.
That's right. Well, Matt, that's cool. Yeah, movies in the worst. The year's like over halfway over already. Time's flying here, man.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, man. It's already July. 4th of July is already passed.
We'll be bitching about
is there post-credit scenes?
Yes, there are post credits. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the one post credit scene is fantastic. Ties it right into it. I'm not going to spoil it, but it does tie it into Infinity War.
Nice.
So you will see why Ant-Man was not in Infinity War.
I gotcha.
Yeah, because you remember that was a lot of people on there. A lot of people's minds are like, why isn't Ant-Man here? You know,
right.
He's part of the Marvel Universe. Well, you'll see when you see the movie that he had his own thing going on, I guess.
Gotcha. I left for Deadpool 2 after, like, the first post-credit scene.
Oh, yeah, there's two.
I didn't realize there was, like, four of them or something, right? There's, like, a bunch of them.
You're welcome,
Deadpool,
Canada. You're welcome.
Yeah.
There you go.
I saw him, like, when he jumped back and he would, like, fix the storyline. Right,
yeah.
He shot himself and stuff.
The whole Green Lantern thing. The producers of Green Lantern tried to sue him over that. Believe it or not, they were not happy about that shit at all. But the movie was awful. I mean, the Green Lantern movie was pretty bad.
I don't know if you remember
that or not, but it was bad.
Right.
Yeah, I saw. What was the other movie that came out? I think it was today or yesterday. Was the original Fantastic Four, the one with Jessica Alba and Chris Evans as the Human Torch?
Does it hold up for you though, Matt?
Yeah, before he was Captain.
Does that one hold up for you though?
I enjoyed it.
I thought the first one was good.
I didn't mind it. I mean, I know the one they made more recently was in 2015. That was awful.
Why did they remake it so soon?
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. And then of course there was the whole 1994 one with that Roger Corman made that just got shelved.
There's a Fantastic Four by Roger Corman.
There's a Roger Corman from 1994.
Wow. A little bit of trivia, folks.
I have a bootleg copy of it. Actually,
come see Matt.
But now they've made a documentary about it too, and I forget the name of it. It's called Doomed, I think was the name of it. And you can look it up on YouTube. And it was about that movie and how the screw job that it was. Because, I mean, Roger Corman made this movie, made a complete movie, and then they just stuck it on the shelf and just said, no, we're not releasing
this
it.
This is why I like having you on the show,
it
Matt.
It had trailers, and it was coming out.
You can talk Roger Corman.
Corman's a man, dude. I mean,
Corman was, man.
The old Fantastic Four, well, I guess not the one you're talking about, but the one that came out, what, like 2000 or something like that?
Jessica Alba.
That one had like a... had like that Tobey Maguire Spider-Man feel to it.
Oh, it certainly did.
It was kind of corny.
It was the early 2000s era. Yeah. Ghost Rider with Nick Cage.
The early 2000s is an era. I know we were moving on. It's 2018, but what defines that era? I've been an adult the whole time. It's gone by so fast.
It was kind of weird.
My Chemical Romance.
It was kind of like a transition period.
So,
it was like we're getting out of the 90s and we don't know what to do.
Well, Matt, to
the kind of like
he just mentioned the Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire ones. I thought those were great.
Yeah, I mean,
they still hold up, or what?
The third one stunk. I remember, but I mean, the first two were good.
They still hold up.
Alfred Molina as Dr. Octopus has still been his greatest villain, in my opinion.
Okay, but they still hold up.
I don't know. The Vulture was cool. I mean, Michael Keaton.
I forgot about Doc Ock, man. Doc Ock
was awesome in part two. And my buddy Rusty Gilligan, who was at the Hager's Hunt, actually did the storyboard. Yeah, he did the storyboard art for that movie.
That's cool.
I like Venom though.
I can't wait to see Tom Hardy play Venom. Dude, I really believe he's going to do him some justice.
Yeah.
All right. We're just 3 months away.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to tie that into Spider-Man? I mean, Venom has his own movie, right?
So they got to tie him into Spider-Man.
They
got
to tie
him
into Spider-Man.
I also heard through the grapevine
they're going to go with the guy playing Spider-Man now.
Tom Holland. And I also heard through the grapevine, too, that they're bringing Morbius, the living vampire, into the Spider-Man thing. And Jared Leto's supposed to play him, which ought to be interesting.
There you go. So there's more Spider-Man movies.
Absolutely. Spider-Man's a great. I mean, that franchise is like it's like Batman, Superman. Right. It's always going to sell.
What's the next Batman movie?
And of course,
Ben Stiller killed Batman.
Also, the other thing is too. Let people. I want to give a quick shout out to the co-creator of Spider-Man who just passed away at age 90.
Yeah.
Steve Ditko.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. May he rest in peace. He co-created Spider-Man and created Doctor Strange as well.
So he created the villain. Stan Lee created the hero.
Yeah. Well,
is that how it goes?
Kind of.
Take another round of these.
Yeah, I mean, Ditko was a very underrated artist for Marvel.
For sure.
It's
a big thing, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, you wouldn't have no Benedict Cumberbatch.
Is that how it goes with a lot of comics?
But that dude's ruling the world now, huh?
Yeah.
That Benedict Cumberbatch boy.
You can never say his name right either.
Matt, the comic book history, going back, is that the way it is? I mean, Stan Lee created Spider-Man.
Who created Batman? I don't even know. Who created
Yes, dang it, you asked me
too fast. But do more people come into the pitch who created the, you know, the storylines and the villains around? There's not just one person.
Oh, no, yeah, they have other folks as well. But I mean
George
yeah.
Lucas created Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. He created
that whole
core,
universe. But yeah,
the
no,
core
I mean,
characters.
I know
but,
it was a lot of it was Stan Lee, and a guy, and the artist was Jack Kirby, was the guy that drew a lot of those great books. Jack Kirby, believe it or not, was 44 years old when the first issue of Fantastic Four came out. And the guy was a struggling artist. I mean, the dude was a struggling artist.
Struggling,
yeah.
Man.
I mean,
but he stuck with it. Look what happened.
They had no idea that these books were going to do what they were going to do.
But he stuck with it. Look what happened. You know, his wife quit drawing.
We were noted. Well, I noticed anyways at the last Comic Con. You had that. We had the guy. The artist had the booth beside us.
Yeah, Ken Hunt. Yeah,
Ken Hunt. Yeah, he kind of has like a bad attitude towards the whole thing. Yeah. He's like he was kind of like he didn't feel vindicated.
He didn't want
to
be there.
You would go over and talk to him, and he was like, "Yeah, none of these movies would exist without us." Blah 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 blah.
Well,
like talking about that.
Some of them do
and I was like, "But we get no credit." Like
some of the, some of the artists do feel that way, but I think you know, at the same time, you know, I mean, you would think they would embrace it. They would embrace all these movies. And
is
the success that
the
they're
is that the
I mean,
friction within the
yeah,
comic
I mean,
world?
Yeah, I mean, that's that. I mean, you, I mean, it's, I, you know, there is a lot of friction, and I mean, the artists, I mean, they have the tension with the movies, and sometimes they have tension with the cosplayers as well, because the cosplayers claim to be artists, and they just
to dress up.
Like they think they play dress up.
Matt, as a comic book nut and a pop culture nut, I mean, do you consider cosplayers? What's your opinion?
I think it's great. I you know,
it's creativity.
It's creative. I mean, some of those costumes you all saw it.
Yeah, they're elaborate.
They're a lot of money.
It's food for Instagram. That's for sure.
Instagram and cosplay go hand in hand. But I mean, absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah, we interviewed one of them on the show at the Comic Con. She was interesting.
Kaylee Marie. She said she likes
Instagram.
To step outside herself.
And yeah, well,
she sure
exactly
does.
Right.
Pretend
I mean,
to be someone
all,
else.
We all need that escape.
She's got
you know,
Pokemon
life
balls.
Sucks. Let's be honest with you. Life sucks. I mean,
yeah, right.
Well, Matt, do you ever cosplay, Matt?
No, I haven't gotten the bug yet. I mean, I like putting the events together and seeing everybody have a good time. You know.
So how's it coming? 3 months away, dude. Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
It's going to rock
be,
and roll.
It's going to come great. I mean, we're just signing up a new guest actually too, which is a very
same venue,
Hager Hall.
Are we expanding it? Are you taking up some more room?
We are actually. Our panels and our cosplay contests are going to be done in Cancun Cantina this time.
They need a space.
Yeah, bigger
nice.
Space. That's what I said. Yeah. So we've added.
Expanding
space.
into the bar.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
Into the street.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully one day we'll
do
be
a highway.
onto the highway.
Well, it's funny when I went to. What's funny about that? What would be funny and a good visual for you guys is when I went to the New York Comic Con 2.5 years ago, my son and I got off the train at Grand Central Station there, at Penn Station, Grand Central Station, whatever.
Yeah.
And but a bunch of cosplayers got off with us. They were all trekking over to the Javits Center about 2, 3, 4 blocks away. So I'm walking amongst them, and you got nothing but cosplayers coming down the street in New York.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like the Macy's Thanksgiving
Parade. If you're wondering
where
to go, you just follow those people.
Boba Fett was out there playing guitar, collecting money.
Those Star Wars cosplayers are something else. Let me tell you, those guys, they really...
It was really elaborate.
They really
go
too crazy.
Elaborate. They walk past you and hit you with their props and stuff. Like, dude, all right, enough already, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, I guess they get a little carried away sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just having fun, I'm sure, but I mean...
All right, well, so here we go, Matt. Ant-Man and Wasp, you give it a 10 hubcaps, 9, 1 out
of 10. Yeah. What
9
are we doing?
9.5.
9.5
hubcaps.
Oh, man, that beat out Jurassic Park, didn't it? What'd you give Jurassic Park?
I think I gave Jurassic Park a 9.5 as well.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a 9.
All right. We don't want to turn into an IMDb page now. The guy had a little more Rotten Tomatoes, a little less IMDb.
Yeah, hubcaps.
Yeah, 9.5, huh?
9.5 for Jurassic World and Ant-Man.
Okay, what deserves a 10? Does anything deserve a 10?
That's a
tough question to answer.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight would be deserving
of a 10. Dark Knight would be a 10.
Dark Knight would be deserving of a 10.
That was a 10? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Right. And that is starring Eric fucking Roberts.
That's right. He'll be there in October, if you haven't heard.
And you know what? You know what he's going to tell you, Chris, if he gets on the show?
What's that?
He's going to tell you, what makes you think I want to hear you talk?
Well, we wanted to say that. I'll be looping that for the next year on the Hub Show.
That'll be the intro of the Hub Show.
That's going to be so fucking awesome. Yeah.
So he's coming over there. Anybody else? Slater, you can't let the cat out of the bag yet?
I can't let the cat out of the bag on the new guest. But there is some stuff in the works. Hopefully by the end of the week, I'll be able to let the cat out of the bag.
Nice. All right, man.
Nice, maybe Friday the 13th, I might have a little taste for it.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Friday the 13th, this Friday, July 13th, Hagerstown Suns. Yep. It's Zombie Night.
Municipal Zombie Stadium. Night.
Well, Walking Dead.
Right.
I call the memorial.
We should actually promote something that happened before, because I knocked off a bucket list item. And I got to talk about this on the air.
Please.
I went to a Foo Fighters concert.
Foo Fighters.
And it was fucking incredible.
Right?
Fucking incredible. I'm glad I got pit tickets because I was like right up there.
Yeah, I was like
from here to the other side of the bar from the stage.
Right.
And they put up so much energy. Like they just ramped it up to a 10 instantly. Like right off the bat. As soon as they come out, they ramp it up to a 10 as fast as possible. And they held that for 3 hours straight. Just people in the crowd drenched in sweat, and I've never seen a crowd that was so diverse. The crowd was like, you know, it was like, there you go. It was people at photo op. It was people like the whole family was there. You know what I mean? And they're all headbanging. It's like, you got like the 7-year-olds are in the mosh pit. There's one dude I went with. Well, I went with my friend, he won 4 pit tickets off DC 101.
Nice.
So we go there, we get in the pit, and his brother-in-law came, and his brother-in-law is like this huge dude, like 6 foot tall, 250 pounds, right? And these 7-year-olds started a mosh pit beside him. And he just kind of like, he was just kind of like toying with them, like pushing them a little bit here and there, you know?
Nice.
It's like, I could pick you up and just choke slam you right now, but I'm not going to.
This is too cute.
Yeah, I'm just going to barely shove you a little bit. It's too cute. And they were like, they were moshing out. And then, you know, we're like, oh, man, that was so cool, you know. It was cool to see. It was cool to see the whole family in it.
Oh, yeah. I see that a lot,
it was, too. It was like all the way up to grandfather.
Families who mosh together stay together.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean it was like that when it's like that, too, when you go see a lot of these older bands, too, like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, you know, Black Sabbath. I'd seen those with my dad, and there's a lot of family. There's a lot of family action.
Yeah. I've never been to a concert that had that wide of a range of age. You know, like you're bringing your children to your grandfather.
Well, they're raising them right.
Are coming.
They're raising them right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like
raising them on a good shit.
It's like a family show, and it's fucking high energy headbanging stuff. So, I mean, it was just awesome. I'll go anytime they come around. I'll be front row for sure. Yeah. It was like, I don't know how Taylor maintains that amount of energy every night, because you're thinking to yourself like, the drummer, I mean, he is going insane. Fucking insane.
For
the entire show, they raise him up on a pedestal, and he has like a 15, 20-minute drum solo. And, if you like kind of get into music, like, you know, they're, like Dave is like standing in front of the drum thing, and he's like, he does like a, and then the drummer goes, do-do-do-do-do, and, you know, and then they start battling back and forth. Well, they got so deep into that battle, you're wondering, like, how are they ever going to bring it back? How are they ever going to slow this down? Because, I mean, they're getting into it, right? You need to come back out of it somehow. And there's no end point. Well, they didn't end. They just blew through the other side and went straight into a song, you're like, Jesus Christ. They just battled back and forth for like 20 minutes and then just rolled straight into another fucking song.
But yeah, I mean, I understand why he's got that much energy, Chris.
And then they get on a bus and they travel like 300 miles and do it again the next night.
I understand why Taylor has that much energy, though, Chris.
Yeah?
It's because he's not playing for Alanis Morissette anymore. That's the reason. He is eternally grateful, and he knows he does not want to play drums for Alanis Morissette.
I have a very bad Alanis Morissette memory.
Oh, you do.
We all do, Chris.
I know, right?
I had one video. Well, no, I had a hernia. Well, there was the one video where she got naked. There was that one. That was untitled or something like that. That was not good. But anyways, that is not good naked. There's good naked and bad naked. That was bad naked.
They just now dug Dave Coulier out of the couch since he wrote that song about
him. I saw that. They grabbed Dave Coulier by the hair and pulled him out of the couch.
Out of the couch like 20 years later.
Yeah, what's Dave Coulier doing on our couch?
What year is it?
Cut it out. Did somebody say what?
What year is it?
So Foo Fighters.
So anyways.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Talk about Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yes, the Alanis Morissette memory. So I was, I got a hernia like 2 years ago. Right? So I go to the, go in for the surgery. They put me under, and I woke up before the surgery was over. And like I'm just laying there on that, you know, when you're wheeled in, before you go wheeled into the room, like, you know, they're like, oh, we're just going to give you a little happy juice. And I was like, okay. And I don't remember anything. I don't remember being wheeled into the room. Like, I remember being wheeled down the hallway, and then before we went in the room, I was out. I was just gone. I wake up.
To her?
I wake up, and there's, like, tons of, like, I'm like, and I had this thing stuck in my mouth. I couldn't talk. They had, like, this thing jammed in my mouth to keep, I guess, to keep me breathing or whatever. And I was like, and my eyes opened up, and I saw the anesthesiologist stuck his head over top of me, and he looked down at me, and he was like, oh, you're awake. Can you put me back out? Because, like, I could still feel him, like, stitching me up and pulling on me and stuff. I could still feel him tugging and pulling. And the doctor was like, oh, don't worry, we'll be done in a minute. I'm like, okay. And the anesthesiologist is like, listen, you stopped breathing while you were out, so we had to wake you up. You're just going to have to live with this. I'm like, oh, God, okay. And then I started focusing in, and they had Alanis Morissette, Isn't It Ironic, playing on the fucking radio.
That's the worst song.
Inside the surgery room, I'm like, getting there, I'm getting stitched up. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be awake right now. I just, like, came out of anesthesia, and I'm like, my eyes are wide open. I'm, like, completely coherent, you know? It's like, I'm not supposed to be awake right now. And then... And here it is. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Like, really? You got to play fucking Alanis Morissette. You got to play Alanis Morissette right now?
Yeah.
So it was like another 10 minutes, and then they stitched me up, and they wheeled me out into, like, the recovery room. And when they wheeled me out of the recovery room, the lady's like, oh, whoa, you seem pretty okay. I'm like, yeah, I woke up about 10 minutes ago. She's like, would you like some crackers? Whatever. Jesus Christ.
Change the goddamn song.
Yeah. Right. What in the fuck is this song on?
There you go. Kristen's Alanis Morissette song.
Yeah. This awesome. Is horrible. Horrible. This is what my surgeon likes to listen to while he's zipping people up and, yeah.
Isn't that wrong?
He had one hand in his pocket, and the other one's giving you a peace sign.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, and the other one was cutting out my third nut.
Cutting on your hernia. The third nut. How'd you get a hernia, dude?
It was weird too. Like, I do all kinds of heavy lifting at my work. Yeah. All kinds of heavy lifting, and well, this was one stupid little move. I mean, there was no heavy lifting involved. All I was doing was just like flipping a countertop over on a table.
Yeah.
I wasn't lifting, right. And I just kind of bent weird. And when I bent weird, I kind of felt weird, I felt something. I felt something kind of pop, and then like for like a week, I had like this little knot in my groin. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then I started, like, pushing it in and stuff. And then I finally went to the emergency room with it. And they were like, yeah, that's a hernia.
I think that's going to be the title of this episode. Not in the groin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like I got a third testicle hanging out of my groin.
Rock
what
on,
is
Chris.
This thing? Right? I grew a third nut. All I was doing was flipping over a countertop.
Third nut and the wasp. There you go.
Third nut and the wasp.
Ant-Man the third nut? I don't know. All right. Well, hey, Matt, I want to thank you for coming on. We will see you Friday.
See you Friday, sir.
Yeah, bring him to us. Let us talk to the all the stars, man. Bring him over.
Sure will.
We can get some zombie pics for the Hub Show. That is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Hey, Shay wants to dress up as a zombie.
She wants to get her face
done.
Oh, yeah.
We got painters there. So
she's going to have to actually show up.
That's true.
That's rule number one.
On time.
Yeah. That's rule number one. Yep. Show up.
Zombies don't like tardiness.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Even though, do you like the... Here we go, before you get off here. The fast-moving zombies versus the slow-moving zombies. What are we doing here? What's going on? Do you like the fast-moving zombies?
I like the slow ones.
You like the slow ones? The slow ones are the originals.
Exactly. Yeah, right? Like the Romero.
They're the
zombies.
Ones that like brains.
Yeah, the
I
Romero.
Think the fast moving zombies are the ones that like are chemically enhanced.
Yeah, they're on PCP and shit.
Yeah, yeah, they're the ones that like got there because of some outbreak.
Exactly.
The slow moving ones are literally living dead.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Good breakdown, Chris. Zombies. We'll tackle this some more Friday night, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, Hub Show. We'll be right back.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
The Hub Show. Be sure to follow us and like us. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on SoundCloud, of course.
We are not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Share us, babies.
Go fuck yourself, Twitter.
That's it. Hey, well, listen, share us. Tell your friends, your friends' friends.
And your sister's your friends, and your cousin's friends, friends, and your baby, and your frenemies.
Your baby mamas, your baby mama's mamas.
Mama's daddy's.
And baby
daddy's.
Baby
mama's daddy's.
And baby daddy's. Daddy's.
Daddy's mama's baby.
Also, you can support us at thehubshow.com on the website. Click on the Amazon link at the bottom of the page and shop with us on Amazon.
Right.
Just bookmark us into your own Amazon account.
You can buy anything you want. Your grocery shopping, whatever you want.
All right, so the Hub Show. Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, we're out
share
there.
Share us, like us, yeah, tag
that,
us.
All that
love
stuff.
Us.
We are the Hub Show.
Peace.
Podcasting and broadcasting. Chris.
Bells will sing, ring-a-ling-a-ling, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
You can't even sing the right lyrics now, dude.
I know. That's the way I would sing it if I was Frankie.
Hub Show, we're back. Ale House.
You know, Frank Sinatra used to wear a toupee, but back in the day, I mean, you didn't even care, right? No, nobody knew that Frank was wearing a toupee.
Would you care today?
Oh, man. If you could pick an era to live in, like to just be born in and grew up in a certain era, what era would it be? I would totally go with the Frank Sinatra era.
The whole Rat Pack era?
I love people wearing suits. Everything was clean.
Yep.
The cars were like...
pristine.
The cars were pristine and nice and right. Bubbly looking. I love the architecture.
There it is.
I love the architecture. I love everything about that era. Like
me too.
Like the
40s, I love the history of Las Vegas. I look at the way it used to look even 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Let alone 50 years ago. There was only... 3 hotels out there, and now it's a big, you know.
Right. I went to Vegas one time, and actually, like, I worked in Vegas, and I had some time to, like, drive around
yeah.
and, like, explore.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, you can see old Vegas still. Yeah. Or, I mean, not Vegas. You can see old Los Angeles still there.
Oh, you're talking about Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, downtown Los Angeles is still there.
You can see, like, when you go down Santa Monica Boulevard and all that stuff, you can see, like, the 1940s.
You can.
Are still.
You can also see Skid Row.
Are still thriving.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know what I mean? There's still
it's
diners.
A shame. It's a shame, though, man.
Yeah,
because it's been clouded by all the you know the homelessness and everything else, man. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go around there, downtown Los Angeles, all the old buildings are there. All the old movie theater, the structure's still there from like the 20s and 30s when that place was hopping.
Yeah,
and now it's just burp, you know,
right?
It's just there,
right?
It's just nuts, man.
Well, it's the same thing we say about Hagerstown. You know, everybody wants to know why Hagerstown isn't booming like it was.
And then you go back, '40s,
and then you go back and you look at the pictures. You look at the old pictures. I posted some old pictures.
Yeah, Ken
Buckler
like, put some
and,
pictures
and you,
up.
And you look at them, and they're like, "Well, there used to be a pharmacy right there, and there used to be a movie theater right there.
That one
and there used to be, and there used to be like a row of bars
from
over
the
here.
'40s, and the streets
and
all
like,
lit up.
There was a reason for
there was
people
a light downtown.
There
yeah.
was a reason for foot traffic.
Right
now, it's like now it's just kind of like law offices
and
there's no reason for foot traffic
and.
Yeah.
Bail bondsman.
Yeah, we need right. like we need big shiny marquees, like big fucking flashing lights, stuff that says I need a biscuit,
right
on top of a fucking building.
Once again,
yeah, like a big fucking like something, right?
Now, to your right, or excuse me, to your left, Chris. joining us once again, she was here about 3, 4, 5 shows ago. She was rapping on the mic. Duchess right. Carter's in the house. Hello,
hey,
Duchess.
Going on?
How are
Carter?
You, Duchess?
You got the last name Carter. That's royal.
Yeah.
That's royal these days, huh?
Yeah. Did you make that up? Or is that your real name?
It's my real name.
What okay. Duchess? Where'd that come from?
Damn.
I had so many names, like, as I've been doing my music. And people used to call me all types of things, like Lady T, Duchess, and everything. But what's, I like Duchess.
I like Duchess. But what's your first name?
What's my first name? Tierra.
Oh.
But Tierra's good enough.
Yeah, Tierra Carter.
You're named after a princess headdress.
Yeah.
You
can't beat that. Not wrong with that.
Tierra Carter's badass.
Yeah.
So last time you were with us, you dropped some rhymes, some lyrics.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But let the whole world know right now that Duchess Carter is a free agent. Her talent is to be to be managed better.
But she's expensive.
Yes.
Oh.
Ain't gonna come free. Right?
No, nothing in life is free.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, build my own name.
Build your brand.
I want to be known for certain things, like my music and my events and different things like that, and my parties and just having a good time. I want my name to be, spoken well of. I don't want any negativity.
I hear you. You did what you had to do, and so here you are. You're flying solo here on the Hub Show.
Yeah.
We like having you back. Good times. We'll have Eric the Engineer.
Yeah, over here to your right.
Well, that would be Eric the Engineer.
Yeah, this guy here. He ain't talking at all. His mic's not on.
Is your mic on?
Turn your mic on there, buddy.
We stepped up, man. We're on wireless mics. Try it now.
Yeah. This is Bluetooth
Nothing, dude.
This shit happens with Bluetooth very often.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, there you go.
Do you guys have this problem with Bluetooth very often? It happens all the time. There's a big gap in technology now.
This is just wireless.
Every time somebody calls me, I have Bluetooth earbuds in, and then I got my watch, and then I got my phone, and everything rings at the same time.
Drive you nuts.
And I don't know what the fuck to tap. I'll tap the watch.
You have a little mini seizure.
Tap the watch, and then I'll be like, "Hello," and then I hear a voice coming out of the watch, and I'm like, "Ah, I want you in my ear."
Do you feel that you're overdoing it with the technology? I mean, come on, it's driving you nuts as it is, dude.
Well, I don't know.
Everything's buzz at once, 3-4 things. I mean, it's like having 5 alarm clocks at your bedside, man. What's the point?
Yeah, man, I can't understand all this technology.
Maybe.
You understand it, but I mean, I don't see you wearing a watch connected to your phone, to your nose ring, whatever else is going on up there.
E-Rock, Bluetooth nose ring. E-Rock over here, he's afraid to put on his watch because I blow him out of the water with my steps every day.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Because I leave mine at home all the time.
So, Duchess, your mom's here with you as well?
Yeah, my mom's always with me everywhere.
She's a guardian angel, isn't she, man?
Yeah.
Chasing
yeah.
care of you?
She's always, yeah.
She's looking out for your best interest.
And a designated driver.
Yeah, that's
it. Is that vodka? Is that a full glass of vodka?
Oh, no, this is water. No vodka tonight.
All right.
Jeez.
All right.
No vodka tonight.
All right.
I normally do my drinks, when I'm, like, unwinding on the weekends and writing and stuff like that. And,
right.
Yeah.
So,
when are the creative juices flowing? What's the best time of day?
3 in the morning.
Are you one of those? Yeah, you got
to
stay up all night?
Are you nocturnal?
That's when I write?
I'm actually I'll stay up
24/7,
some nights, and then sometimes I'll write like 5 songs a day. Sometimes I'll just write little pieces of a song. Sometimes
you have like whole composition books full of lyrics.
It all comes to you while you're on the toilet.
No.
Some of the best ideas.
That's where my best ideas pop up when I'm in the toilet.
I bet that's where Thomas Edison's ideas came
out. I knew a kid that told me that once. To be honest with you, yeah, he said I could do my homework best in there, Mom. And I was like, okay.
There you go.
It's like you, Chris. I've known you long enough. I'm hanging out. You'll just be like, you'll be mowing the lawn. All of a sudden, ooh. And you get like ideas at the weirdest time.
Yeah, the light bulb just goes off in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Boom. I got an idea.
Leave the lawnmower, keep running. You just run away.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I will say this to Chris's feathering his cap, but he never runs out of content for the show. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
There's always some fleeting thought going through his head at once.
Right. There's so much running through my head, and I'm just trying to make sense of the world around me.
It just goes to show you guys, don't graduate high school.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, if you get overeducated, you understand too much, have questions.
Right.
Right? If you understand too much, you don't have questions.
That's
so
right, Duchess?
I like to stay undereducated, and then I'm willing to learn new things.
Well,
it's like when a child, child goes up and he just says whatever's on his mind.
Right, that's
you. You know, like when kids are like 10 years old, they'll go up and go, your nose is really big. You're like,
you just haven't stopped doing that, have you, Chris?
Yeah, okay. I never grew out
you
of that part.
You still walk up to a person and go, your nose is pretty
yeah,
big.
I know, yeah, I know.
Now Chris just goes up and says, that's what your mom says.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're Shayless again tonight. It's like hit and miss, but she has some personal business to take care of. It is what it is. She will be with us on Friday at the Hagerstown Suns at the Municipal Stadium there for the zombie night. That'd be cool. And Duchess, you're trying to get some things going around here, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a few things some going events. Around here, yeah. Plan a few events, a couple of sip and chills,
sip
you
and
know,
chill.
Old school
sip
music.
And chill.
Yeah,
sip and chill.
I like the name of that.
I want to.
That
have
sounds
a,
attractive.
Just a real, you know, old school music, like 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
70s.
You know, food on the grill, some Boom. Frozen drinks, and
yeah.
just like have fun, you know.
That's
I just want to
just chill out,
sip,
relax, right?
A sip and chill.
Sip
That's
and chill.
Exactly what
we're
it is.
We're working on that here at
yeah,
the
Ale
House.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Working on it. All right.
That's what we need. We need like a... We need like a Fat Tuesdays. You ever been to a Fat Tuesdays, where they have like the
Probably.
Frozen drinks in the barrels, and okay. you just kind of like say, I want half of this and half of that. Sort
oh
of.
No,
tell us to Heather.
That,
she's right.
Yeah,
there,
we need
man.
Like we need like the big slushy barrels.
Tell
with
us to Heather. She's right there. She needs a Fat Tuesday,
yeah.
Fat Thursday, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fatty Fridays.
Fat Friday, fatty.
Yeah.
A fatty Friday. There you go. All right. So hey, we got a couple of headlines. Aaron, the engineer, is going to drop on us here. What do you got for us, Eric?
Oh, my goodness. We're doing the news?
Yeah, we need some input. We want to get Duchess's 2 cents.
We need a little intro for the news.
We do, but right now we got Kid Rock in the background here, so I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a perfect intro.
Somehow.
We're American. All
right.
We're American.
I love how people walk
oh,
in.
Oh, is this
4th
of July based news?
No.
No? Oh,
you don't have to read that one. You pick the one. Yeah, there you go. You'll like some of these, Chris.
Okay. Good.
All right. So we got, guess where this state's from? Where's this news from? Anyone?
Oh, Florida.
Florida. It's always Florida.
It's always
Florida. Always Florida. All right.
Yeah.
So we had a Florida man over here who is trolling a weed line, you know, cleaning up the weeds up in Florida over there, and discovered something fishy. He was looking for a kind of a kingfish or a mahi-mahi. Off of Florida over
what?
There,
what?
And discovered a 2-pound marijuana
while
brick.
While he was
oh,
fishing,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He reeled
yeah.
it in.
Oh, man. I got a story that goes along with this.
Oh, I bet you do.
Oh, man. I used to live in Florida, right?
Okay.
So I lived in Boca, and we were working in, like, West Palm,
okay.
right? And up there, and we were working, like, right on one, like, a condo that's right on the beach. We're
right.
remodeling the condo, right?
Right.
And it's mid-morning, and we're all kind of like, you go, everybody kind of takes a break, walks out on the balcony.
Right.
To have a cigarette break, look down, and there is a bale on the beach, like a hay bale,
right?
Just like it just washed up on the beach,
right?
And everybody's like, "Man, what is that? What is that?" And we're all talking like, "Oh, it's gotta be drugs, right? It has to be. Like somebody's got to go down there and check it out, right?"
Okay.
So we debated over it for like maybe 20 minutes, like who's gonna go. Like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm tired of us standing here talking about it. I'm gonna go look and see what it
okay.
is. So I get in the elevator, I go down, I get out on the beach, and the hotel management is already there scooping the fucking thing up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Making their money.
No idea what it was,
wow.
but yeah, they were out there like scooping the thing up. So I mean, but it had to be something. It
had to be something.
Well,
this guy was fishing, right? This guy's fishing.
Yeah, the guy was fishing over there and caught a 2-pound brick of marijuana.
What part?
Wow.
Where in Florida?
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
It doesn't say what part? It had to be South Florida.
South Florida. It was South Florida.
It was at
yeah,
the beach.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And
there's no way it made it up to like up
nope.
to Daytona or something.
No, and he decided that it was a early birthday present. So,
nice.
Yeah.
He just kept it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Until
and
he
then,
gave
what,
it to the police.
Yeah.
Until he gave it to the police.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, when you post a picture like that of you holding
yeah.
it up, I'm pretty sure the police are going to be involved real quick.
Right. Cool. He found a 4-pound brick and he turned in a 2-pound brick.
Yeah, there we go.
Did, right?
That's
I swear it's only
six.
Half a pound.
Yeah.
I promise.
Right.
All right. What else you got there, Eric?
All right. So,
what would you do if you found like a bunch of shit somewhere?
Sell it to you.
I was into geocaching too, and there was a. There was a report one time, like back in the 90s when I was into geocaching, that somebody found like a whole bunch of cash or a whole bunch of cocaine that was stashed in like a state park. They found it hidden underneath a rock. And I guess it was supposed to be a pickup point, but they were looking for like a geocache and they found it and they turned it into the police.
Okay.
Like, what would you do if you just found a brick of marijuana laying around?
What would you do, Chris? You wouldn't turn it into the police, would you?
I probably wouldn't. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably try to sell it. That's probably what I
would
do.
You know, would you know what to do with it? Be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't know what to do with it, but I mean,
if I found a wallet full of cash, I would turn the wallet in because that belonged to somebody legit.
Yeah.
If I found a brick of drugs, yes. I would probably sell the drugs.
It could be anybody's.
Oh, hell no. I'd frame my ex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you wouldn't. But you wouldn't.
Good old drive-by.
But you would not turn it into the cops.
I'd call the cops on her and be like, oh, by the way, rumor has it.
Right. So that was Florida.
Yep. Yes. So we also got another one from Maryland, actually, over
homegrown.
Here.
Homegrown.
Homegrown. Yeah. All right. So we had a local Maryland man. He won a $50,000 from a scratch-off ticket. Only problem was he thought it was a loser and gave it away to his friend.
Oh, no.
No, he was the loser.
Yes. Right, Chris.
He was.
Very good, Chris.
I mean,
wow.
The ticket wasn't a loser. He was the loser.
Yeah. 67-year-old man bought it from Nikki's Discount Liquors.
Ah, nice.
I assume that's probably in Baltimore, but doesn't says Baltimore County.
And that's the only place they have discount liquor.
Yeah, right next to the bail bonds.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, it has bars on the window.
Yeah, he gave
I'm sure.
He gave it to his friend because he thought that
it was a loser ticket.
He thought it was a losing ticket and just gave it to like the My Rewards program.
He just read it wrong.
Yeah, he bought a bunch of tickets.
Boy,
and
that's
random ones. Thought they were all losers. Gave it to his friend because he was part of the Maryland My Rewards thing.
Right. That's a sneaky buddy.
That one, and then that guy scanned it and said, "Hey, it's top prize winner, $50,000."
Did he? I wonder if he like played it down.
Probably $100,000.
You know what I mean? Like no. Like if the ticket was a winning ticket, right, and you're standing there with your buddy, right, and he's like, oh, fuck this thing, and he throws it on the table, and you pick it up and go, here, scan this. And then they scan it, and then they come back, and they give you a receipt that says you won $50,000. Would you, like, and your buddy's standing there, would you just play it down and be like, okay. Or would you be like, woo, I just won $50,000.
Well, how the story,
I would try to play it down and like hide it from him.
How your
like,
story ended?
Not let him.
The
know
friend
that it
told
was a
him.
Ticket.
The friend actually told him, said, "Hey, you gave me a $50,000 ticket," and actually gave it back to him. And the guy was quoted as saying,
different.
"Yep, yeah. I gave him the biggest hug and almost cried."
Now, did he give his friend some money in return?
Yeah, he needs to take him out for dinner or something, dude.
Yeah, right. At least buy the guy Denny's.
Waffle House. It doesn't say. All it says is he gave him a big hug and almost cried, and that he's going to use the winnings to pay off his truck loan and make home improvements.
Nice.
I don't think that guy would return the ticket again if it happened, because I don't think he got anything.
Have. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Give him the $5 that he bought the ticket for.
Oh, you don't have to read that one. That's from like last week.
No, I got to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
In a local Chris Canfield news over here.
Not me.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
Going back to your Florida days. Let's see. Authorities say that a 48-year-old man in Florida raised a can of beer and chugged it at a charity's deputy stopped him on suspicious of drunken driving.
That's right.
That's a Canfield story right
that's,
there.
That's right. Canfield.
Chugged it.
Yep,
no, that, I ain't drunk fucking he, yet, but I will be here in about 20 minutes, motherfucker. You want to catch me with an open container? I'm putting this shit down.
Yep. So he pulled him over. The officer stepped out of the patrol car. The guy got out of the car holding his can of beer and chugged it outside of the car
fucking
in front of
right.
the cop.
Fucking right. I love that.
Yep.
You can't feel me.
And big surprise, this is not his first DUI conviction. This is his third since 2010.
Yeah, there ain't no open containers in this bitch.
No.
Just chug it and throw it in the woods. Now what? Huh?
He's also charged with felony DUI, is fleeing from the deputy, driving without a suspended license, and from failure to submit a breath test.
Boy, this guy really does resemble me. It really does. Yeah.
Bunch of rebels.
Right?
Damn kids.
You know, I got pulled over one time in Florida, and I made, well, we came over, I used to work like one block from the house, right?
Okay.
And, you know, we used to get shit-faced after work. Right, everybody would just walk across the street to the 7-Eleven, buy like a Cuba beer, and then we would just sit on the tailgate, and me and the boss and like three other guys would just get shit-faced in the parking lot. And then, you know, that's, and then watch the sun go down and then you go home, right? Well, I used to go up and I'd go up one block and I had to make an illegal U-turn to come back to my house. So I went up one block, made the illegal U-turn, came back to my apartment that I was living in, and a cop saw me make the illegal U-turn, pulled me over in front of my apartment. I had the top down on the car, an open beer in the console, and I was shit-faced, and I told him, I was like, listen, can we just move this back to my place because I live, like, right there, and I really have to piss. And he was like, let me see your license. He saw my license, saw that I lived, like, right there. Like, I pointed at my place.
Right.
You know, he's like, just go. I was like, this is great. This state is the best state ever. Because if that shit happened in Maryland, they would have threw me in fucking jail.
Or Virginia.
Yeah, or Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much luck here in the Mid-Atlantic right?
I was only driving one block. Like,
Duchess, do you drive?
Yes, I drive.
Okay.
Everybody's scared to drive with me, but
I drive. Amanda, because your mom comes with them. I figure she drives you around, too, or what?
Yeah, well, now, because I hit my car a few months back, so.
You hit it? Well, you hit it into something.
I sideswiped something, okay?
Oh,
shit.
You sideswiped a cop.
No. Oh. No.
You're not a good driver sober.
Yeah. You got to do it Canfield style, damn it.
Right?
I'm better now. I drive my mom's car now, too, so I'm better now.
Okay.
But she's with you every time.
That's what you need. Yeah, you need to, like, you need that. You need
no,
that
no,
extra.
Not all the time.
You need
not
that extra time. Sense of like I'm gonna fuck up someone else's shit now.
Yeah.
Right. That'll keep you paying attention.
But I'm in somebody much else's now. Car. I do way much better now. Like, driving. Yeah. So. All right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Fine. But I do drive.
You driving the highway, freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you had your accident? Your little sideswipe thing?
No, that was on the back road.
Between Frederick and Hagerstown or Boonesboro or something.
Ended up at a cornfield.
She sideswiped a tractor. some Mennonite, some Amish guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you think a Dalmatian ever looks at a cow and goes, wow, that guy really let himself go?
Well, maybe the cow gets jealous of Dalmatian.
Maybe the cow gets
hey,
jealous.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yes, Duchess, fleeting thoughts here on the Hub Show, man. This is Canfield's world over here.
Yeah. You guys are excited.
Oh, we're
you like this?
Yeah.
Like this vibe?
It's cool.
It's thrilling.
Yeah. It's a cool vibe.
We have nothing to go off of tonight. We're just winging it here. So
yeah. Winging it.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually even had wings. I had old
wings. She had wings. I have a burger.
Oh, no, the wings
here.
Are good here.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah. Wings are definitely good
this
here.
Is where, this is the part where we say that they're baked and not fried.
Yeah.
That's my favorite jingle of all time.
Is it?
Favorite jingle of all time is the old Goldfish jingle. Did you ever hear that?
I have, yeah.
They're the crunchy snack that smiles back until you bite their heads off.
Duchess, you were just moving your lips. You know the words, don't you? She was singing along with you, man.
I know a little bit.
You know a little bit about
just singing
that?
Together,
my,
man.
I don't know all the words, but my favorite one is the old Cheerio, Honey Nut Cheerio commercial.
Go what was it. That one?
Sing it.
What was that? Oh, he had the B, right?
Yeah. Everything. I love Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Duchess, you rap. Do you also sing?
No.
No?
I prefer not to.
But can you? When the mood is right.
Some people say.
Okay.
Some people say.
All right.
What's your favorite jingle?
What's your favorite?
I don't know,
plop,
man.
Plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief.
That does stick out.
It is.
That does stick out. I can't even think of it on the top of my head. I've seen so many goddamn commercials.
Yeah.
They don't make like they used to, though, man.
No.
Right. They don't make commercials like they used to.
There's the Hagerstown Honda one.
I couldn't tell you, dude.
Boy, I forget it now. But I hear it like every day. You know, when I went to Coachella earlier this year, I saw an O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly?
O'Reilly.
That's West Coast right there.
Auto Parts.
Yep,
I've heard that commercial like a million times, and I've never seen an O'Reilly's.
Now, you went to In-N-Out Burger. Did you hear the jingle on the radio?
No, okay. I haven't heard the In-N-Out jingle.
I just
know that In-N-Out is supposed to be a famous West Coast thing, and I got to tell you, I was not that impressed.
Are you serious?
I wasn't impressed.
What are you not impressed by?
I mean, it's very basic.
It's supposed to be, but it's good.
I didn't get the animal style.
That's why. You had to get animal style.
That wasn't not on the menu.
It's not on the menu.
I didn't know that it was not on the menu.
There are codes. You got to tell them.
I had the Uber driver drive me through In-N-Out.
He didn't tell you?
And no. And we got up there, and they took the order outside, and they flipped the order down, and they got it on that little card. And it, all it says is like, do you want a burger, a double burger, a double
double? You say
do
double double burger, animal double, style, double? And you get your French fries animal style too. They know
what is doing, animal style? What do they do to it?
They just go on the grilled onions and the Thousand Island dressing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's good.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good for a very basic burger, but I was unimpressed about how basic it was.
I'll tell you what burger.
It was a burger, cheese,
here.
Tomato, lettuce, Coast, and onion.
On the East
That's
Coast,
it.
And there's two of them here in Hagerstown, I do not understand the appeal of Roy Rogers.
What?
Yeah, what?
What?
Well, In-N-Out.
You don't like Roy Rogers?
I do not like Roy
a
Rogers.
A Gold Rush chicken sandwich?
Maybe.
That's
but the burger.
That's my sister.
Oh my God! It has the sauce, and the sauce gets all over your hands, and then you lick it off the bottom of your hand like you're a left-handed writer. You know when you're like writing left-handed, and you get all that.
That's what you look forward to when you go to Roy Rogers.
Oh man, you get the shit all over the steering wheel. Yeah, oh, it's awesome! It is so awesome. It gets everywhere.
Inside of your cab,
that honey, that honey sauce is just. Oh God!
Did you like Roy Rogers?
It's not my favorite, but I'm
blown away by it.
I like.
I've been at it for 5 years now. I've eaten it twice. I'm not blown away by it.
I prefer the Georgia Goat from the KFC.
What do you got?
Georgia Goat.
I don't know what that is.
From KFC.
Georgia what?
Georgia
Gold. Gold.
Gold.
That's a goat.
No, I've never had
that.
Are they making goat there now?
No.
Oh, this is the style of frying, right?
No, it's a sauce. It's very good.
Oh, it's sauce.
Georgia
gotcha.
Gold? Mm-hmm. Is it new? Mm-hmm. At KFC?
Yeah.
Or Roy Rogers. Which one are we talking
KFC.
About?
KFC.
Okay.
KFC. Yeah, they did do the. They did a new style of frying the chicken, some kind of spicy style.
You know what I hate in the world of racism and stuff like that. See, right now, if I was to ask you, Duchess, what do you like better, Popeyes or KFC? I get all kinds of shit thrown at me. But you know what? Going back in time and stuff,
we would and they could come at us and be like, "What do you like? Do you like Kraft mac and cheese?
I know,
or
right?
do you like?"
But I'm saying, you know, it's not fair because, like, you know, this is an honest conversation I'm having with you. And to be honest, all the stereotypes, well, they go back to Jim Crow and back in 100 years ago, but. Who the fuck doesn't like fried chicken? Who the fuck doesn't like watermelon? How these
Telling
stereotypes
me.
Stuff with black people, I have no idea, man.
I grew up on grape soda, for Christ's sake.
Right?
I don't
knee-high.
Like
you don't
I
like watermelon?
Love
Did you
knee-high.
Hear that?
What?
For the record, say it again.
I don't like watermelon.
There we go.
You don't like watermelon? Oh, great. Oh,
you're
wrong.
I know.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
We're supposed to raise our glass to it.
No, there's right and wrongs in the world, and you're wrong. Yeah. Watermelon's good.
It's just like I don't see the point. Like, it has...
But you like your fried chicken, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Do
you like pizza?
Yes.
Okay, then. We're on the same.
Yeah.
We like burgers, right?
Everybody.
I'm just saying. Wherever those stereotypes
came from.
My
favorite burger is a mushroom Swiss.
All right.
Oh, there you go. It's got the European cheese on there.
And how are you gonna
Rock
get,
on.
And how are you going to get offended at a stereotype that is a good thing?
Like
right?
fried chicken?
Yeah. Well, you would say Asians are really good at math. Why would they get offended at that?
Well, they usually don't. It's usually other white people that stand up and get offended for them, but, you know.
Right.
See, it'd be a white person that bashes me for asking her about Popeyes or KFC before a black person would, this day and age, man.
Right.
Because they think there's an S on their chest or something by doing that, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Hey, it's crazy world, huh, Duchess?
Yeah, the world we live in.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
It's crazy, man.
Crazy world.
Just don't pay attention to any of it. Let's all just have fun.
You like what you like.
Can't we all just get along?
Seriously, and eat fried chicken together.
That's right.
That's right, goddamn it. And pizza. There you go. Yeah.
That 4th of July party I went to this weekend.
Fried chicken?
Yeah. Somebody actually brought KFC to the party. I was surprised. Because he had like a whole fucking setup there. I mean, it was like 100 people that showed up, and he had like all the food you could think of and everything. And we showed up late. And I was like, I haven't eaten all day. He's like, oh, there's all kinds of food in the house. Just go in and get whatever you want. Walked in the house, grabbed a paper plate, started walking around. And there was, like, all this stuff that they had cooked all day. And then a bucket of KFC was, like, sitting in the corner. And I was like, huh, somebody brought KFC to the party.
Hey,
I was like, I think I'm going to go over here. I wonder if there's a breast in there.
Was it warm? Was it cold?
It was cold. I had a cold chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt. Good stuff.
I like cold breasts. Yeah. They're nice to put your arm between when you're trying to go to sleep.
It's true.
They keep it. They're comfortable.
And with that, hey, that's Weezer playing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly, 1994.
Right. I like the feel of a bosom on my forearm as I'm trying to go to sleep. You know, just one on the bottom, one on the top.
She says she does too.
That's a good feeling.
It's all good. I know. Chris is on a roll.
Everybody needs a bosom. And not an old, that's a 90s song, right?
It could be. You just made it.
Yeah.
But hey, on that note.
There's a bosom for a pillow.
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap this up show up. Yeah.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim.
No.
Pretty sure it was.
No. It's not, oh, it was Asher.
Yes. Brimful of Asher.
Brimful of Asher.
But Fat Boy Slim.
Just, we're going to have you back. Things are going to happen here at the Ale House.
I'm pretty sure it's Fat Boy Slim, bud.
But maybe changing some of the dates around here, and we'll do the Hub Show and make it more of an event.
That's cool.
And we're going to make something happen here, right?
Yeah.
Right? All right. You're a free agent. Keep yourself free. Don't get locked down.
Corner Shop. Corner Shop Boys.
Okay, Corner Shop
Boys. Didn't he do a remake?
Still singing the bosom thing. All right, we're out of here. Jay, for engineer, Eric the engineer, for left field, Canfield over here. The bosom boy.
Right.
And for Miss Duchess Carter, thanks for joining us, Duchess.
Thank you guys for having me.
And for Matt Burns, hey, Hagerstown, keep your head up. We're out of here.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.